Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show as we enjoy their production of Clarence Darrow, playing May 25th through June 12th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This one-person tour de force is based on the life and landmark cases of the great, controversial trial lawyer who at one time commanded over $250,000 for each case. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning, everyone. How are you doing over there, Chad?
I'm wonderful this morning.
There you go, there you go. All right, well, I welcome to you to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life right here in, of course, in the 805. And, of course, I've got Chad Atkins here from, he is the founder of PawWorks.
That I am.
There you are. And, wow, great, how did you call it, a tournament?
A tournament, our first golf classic.
I know, it was awesome.
You know what? I'm very proud of this event. It was exhausting.
It was, but it was really good. I had fun.
Thank you.
So
I thought you were going to get up there with the fire dancer.
I was, but then I didn't want to get burnt. So, no, he was awesome. I'm telling you. So, anyways, how are you doing, Tom?
Everything's well over here. It's a strawberry festival weekend.
I know.
Of fun.
There you go. Yeah. And are you going to be, or you already did the tasting? And
Sunday is my judging of chefs battling.
Okay. Yeah, so, battling okay. And I've got the babies, you know, I've got the baby contest. So the berry baby contest. So I'll be over there doing that
I still want you to say that five times.
I know. Anyways, well, I do want to remind everybody that we are here from 6 to 8 and then again from 2 to 3. And we talk about the brighter side of life. And, of course, the brighter side of life here in the 805. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. 419-0008. And what I'd love to do is give back to you. And we've got so many things that that we are giving away. And I'd love to share those with you. Right now, I do want to tell you a little bit about our show today. And our first guest is Amy Gibson. And she is the country's leading wig designer and hair loss consultant. And she's also the founder of CreativeHair.com. Also the author of Sex, Wigs, and Whispers. And love and life with hair loss. I'm going to talk to her about that, being a hair therapist. You know, I am always looking for ways to help my clients and my, you know, my listeners. It's like not only men lose their hair, some women do too, huh?
That is true.
I know.
True.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to talk a little bit about that with Amy. And then we've got James O'Neill from Rubicon Theater Company. And he is a co-founder and also and star of their upcoming production. And that's Clarence Darrow. So we're going to find out a little bit about that. We've got tickets to give away. We've got lots of stuff to give away. And I'd love to share that with you right now. And again, we want to make sure that when you call in, ask to be a part of our newsletter. Because that's just another way that we can get all the information about all our shows, books, authors, events, everything that we have happening, and we would love to email that to you. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're everywhere. We want to be a part of your life out there, and we want to share what we're doing here. So again, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Our excellent prizes, starting off with food. Pete's Breakfast House. Have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce in town, 2055 East Main Street, Ventura. Bring your hubby some sugar. Call for your share of Rolling Pin Donuts, located on Las Posas Road in Camarillo. Also, the Urbane Cafe for a healthy gourmet brunch, located at 4960 Telephone Road in Ventura. We have the Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Visit the cocktail bar for a midday lunch break. That's Town Center Drive, Oxnard. For the plays, how about a little theater? Rubicon Theater's premiere of Clarence Darrow. This one-person tour de force is based on the life and landmark cases of the great controversial trial lawyer, and it plays through May 25th, June 12th. That's the run on the theater at Rubicon Theater, East Main Street, Ventura. You can also go to the Elite Theater's Men of Tortuga, playing through May 15th, located on Victoria Avenue in Oxnard. And the California Strawberry Festival is among the top festivals in the nation, happening this weekend.
That's right. That's right. Today. So again, I'd love to start off with something to give away. And how about Pete's Breakfast House? And of course, that's located right here in Ventura. And I've got a gift certificate for two to go have breakfast on the Kim Pagano Show. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right. Let's bring our first guest on. And Amy Gibson, are you there?
I am. How are you? Good morning.
I'm good. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have, I'm a cancer hair loss and alopecia hair loss expert and wig designer for the last 16 years in Los Angeles.
And what made you go into that? Or are you a hairstylist?
No, I'm actually completely bald.
Oh, you
and
are completely bald.
I've been as an Emmy-nominated actress in daytime television and soaps. When I lost my hair, I made it my commitment to change the lives of women and children worldwide dealing with this, because there's such little information on how to really take someone through the hair loss process, especially for my wonderful women going through cancer treatment, which is why Amy's Wig Workshop was created.
Wow, I love it. I love it. And, you know, what an inspiration for you to give back in that way. And so I applaud you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and being a hairstylist, you know, I'm actually a hair therapist.
I'm not a hairstylist.
No, I know.
I'm a hair loss consultant.
But I am.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm a hair therapist. Yeah, for a lot of years. And so I love to work with women, you know, that have gone through this or are looking to try to, you know, help themselves.
I didn't know that about you.
Yes.
Yeah, oh,
I got lots of secrets. See, there you go. Yeah, no, and it's my passion, because I'm all about look good, feel good, do good. And you know, I feel like hair is magic, but you know what? It's all within yourself. It's inside you of who you really are.
I'm all about creating transformation, but most of all, peace of mind. Because the hair loss, which hits literally, you know, over 30 million women a year in the U.S. alone, 110 million worldwide. And in L.A., 50% of the women are wearing hair on some level. I don't know if it has to do with their nutrition or the stress or the amount of cancer that's going on in alopecia, but it is rampant. And be able to give something to women to kind of go, oh, God, I look in the mirror and I feel like me. Oh, my God, no one's going to know. I can keep my discretion.
Right.
To me, that is just the ultimate. And to be able to be a stylist and be able to do that to me, I look at all my stylists as my heroes. I'm like, oh my God, I make the wig and you finish. How incredible.
Yeah.
You know, it's the finishing touch, really.
Well,
but it's all about creating a place for a woman to be able to go, okay, I can get through this. I can get through the cancer. I can get through the alopecia. I can get through my divorce. I can get through what's going on in my life. I can get through having sex. and being intimate and being active again. And I wrote Sex, Wigs, and Whispers, Love and Life with Hair Loss, that came out recently, literally because so many women stopped their lives. And a lot of Amy's Wig Workshop it's based on all the tips that I put into Amy's Wig Workshop.
Mm.
So women don't have to stop their life. And stylists, I had many stylists who say to me, oh my God, you gave so many fabulous tips in here, because I went to the stylists that I work with and others to say, okay, I have to take frizz out of a piece. This woman's going crazy. I don't want her to walk around with tangle. How do I get that out? So a lot of the notes and the tips that are in the book and the workshop are really taking a woman through that. So stylists, for me, are my heroes.
Wow, I love it. You know, one of my team members is going to be coming in on our next show, but she had gone through cancer, and I've done her hair since she was I think it was like 17. Her mom passed away from cancer then, and then she got it and lost all of her hair, had to go through chemo. And so I said, I'll go
and
with you.
You've gone through all this with her, Kim?
Yes. Ah, and you know what?
Bless
and
you.
So we went to a wig shop. I'm like, I'll help you out. You know, my mom was a hairstylist, and so she did wigs. And so we went there, and she was like, oh my God, I feel amazing again. And thank God her hair's back.
Oh.
She's married. And oh my God, life is, you know, it's precious. And that's what life's all about.
You know what, Kim? I've worked on call at Cedars-Sinai pro bono for 15 years at Betty Ford and by the women going through cancer and at their hospital side. And I literally, and I will argue this point with anybody, I literally had seen a difference, I swear to you, in the strength that someone gets when I walk in and I go, all right, get up and dance. Come on.
Yep.
Like, oh, I'm really sick. Okay, listen. Can you just show me a picture of the way you were before?
Yeah.
I just want to match that. And all of a sudden you put something on them and they're like, oh, I can get through this now. You know what? I feel like I've got my femininity back. I've got my mojo back. And that's what women, when they've had a breast removed or they're dealing with something that's so out of control, they have no control over this condition.
Yep.
But what they do have control over is a great wig.
There you go. Yeah, I love it.
And createdhair.com was created 16 years ago, my salons, and here in Los Angeles and Westwood. And, you know, it's a really personal transformation. I only see 5 people a day, but it's really personal for me, and I'm open 7 days a week because cancer patients can't always make it in the time that you're open, so that's why we're by appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know how to cut wigs, I'm calling you after this, Kim, so I can have you as a referral.
Yeah.
But it's so important for women not to have to wait, because women they'll be given their diagnosis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I love my oncologist that I work with. I do all the wigs for Cedars and St. John's and Power Oncology and City of Hope for years. And I love that they concentrate on the healing, but they are forgetting a huge component, which is why I'm bringing this to the Benjamin Center, because they forget about getting a woman through the hair loss part.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part. I've had women not go through treatment on any level because they're worried about losing their hair.
Yeah.
But if they know that, okay, hold on a second, go to Amy. Right now you're going to leave the office, and there's a workshop called Amy's Wig Workshop, and you're going to call her, and she's going to do it for free for you. And then you can have peace of mind, and you'll take care of that part. So all you have to do now is focus on your healing. And there's something that happens with that. When they can put that aside, that all that craziness they're worried about the hair, they now can focus on what needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? With much more clarity.
Now, you say you do it for free, so do you have funding for this?
I do it on my own dime. Not the wigs, the wig workshop. I have done the wig workshop for 16 years out of my place here,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm bringing it into cancer centers across the country. So
wow.
I've done WeSpark and other places in L.A., and now we're doing the Benjamin Center. And with those that are listening that don't know about the Benjamin Center, you don't have to be a part of their support group there in West L.A. on Bundy to actually be able to go. You can go to their center, which provides incredible alternative meditation. And they even had mud walking. I said, what the hell is mud walking?
Yeah,
but
no.
Have you ever heard of mud walking?
Oh, yeah.
You did? I'd never heard of that.
Yeah.
And it's something very meditative that happens when you're doing this mud walking thing, and it really takes them to another frequency level and a level of peace of mind and all of these wonderful things they offer there. And now they've decided, and they're part of a group of 50 support centers, including, if you remember Gilda Radner from Saturday Night Live, Gilda House, that's also included across the country. So we're taking these, the Benjamin Center is my first center, and I'm hoping from that point on it will go through the rest of the centers. So if somebody's dealing with cancer and they want They want answers, and they want a support group. It doesn't matter what level of cancer you're dealing with. They have them for all types of cancer.
Well, we need to definitely talk, Amy, because I actually am the honorary chair for Making Strides Against Breast Cancer for Ventura and Thousand
Get
Oaks.
Get out of here. You're
amazing. Yeah, and so, you know, knowing what magic hair is, okay, is I love to work with women and you know, and I think it just, it's like an inside thing, you know, and so I love what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, I've been really working at this for a long time and funding it on my own, and now I've just created something that's, we're just getting finished with Created Hair for Good, where I'm going to be raising $1 million to give away wigs to women and children going through treatment who can't afford
it. I love it.
And that's
kind
of my next great battle, but it's not there yet. You
okay,
know what I'm saying?
So let
it's
me
not
ask,
there yet.
Amy. So do you wear a wig all the time?
I do. You know, okay. Yesterday I was on a show called Windy City in Chicago, where I actually took my wig off with an 11-year-old chemo client, an alopecia client.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, I really don't feel. I love women who come in and say, "You know what, Amy? I love everything you do, but I think I'm okay going bald." I go, "My God, God bless you if you can do that. I'm just not there, you know? But I always wear a wig. And in my home, I'll wear a turban, or I wear one of my water wigs or a cyber wig or something that's made for active wear where I can just hang out and beat it up and I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't go out without my wig. That's just me, but I honor every woman on the planet who can.
Right, right. You know, like you said, is there's so many of us that don't have a choice, you know, and when life just happens to us, you know, I mean, as far as even, you know, there's so many other diseases that cause hair loss too.
Yes.
So when that happens to you, you're kind of like, okay, I'm going to honor my life, my body, my, you know.
Yes.
And
but it is the one place we have control of. That's why the workshop is so important, because it's the only place that I feel, okay, let me give you some control back in your life.
Right.
This is something where we can make choices. But what I don't want you to do, and they're given a list of a lot of other stores besides createdhair.com, not just mine, okay? It's absolute neutrality. So they'll be given a list of stores. They'll be taken through the hair loss process. And by the way, the hair regrowth process, which is just as important, because my clients stay with me usually when they're going through the hair loss and cancer. They usually stay with me the first year and a half to start then regrowing their hair. But the funny thing is, most of the time they love the wigs, but they end up saying, well, you know what? I think I'm just going to wear a wig now, and I don't have to worry about my hair. But what I do love, and you know this, is you really can't touch your hair for the first year. You can't put peroxide on there. So people think, well, I'm just going to need a wig for a few months. No, you don't. It's got to take time to grow back and be healthy. And in the beginning, it comes back like baby hair. So I just want you to get off your hair.
Get off your hair. I love it.
Emotionally and frequency-wise and psychologically, for me, when I was going through my hair loss, there wasn't a mirror I didn't pass or a reflection that I didn't look at.
Yeah.
There wasn't
Amy, stay with us. We need to take a really quick break. When we find out, I want to find out how many people are in your wig workshop and what you find, you know, what you do in there.
Yay.
Okay, perfect. Stay with me.
Okay,
you
Kim.
Are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'm Kim. I'm here with Chad, Tom. And, of course, James just walked in. And how are you doing? James O'Neill, co-owner of Rubicon Theater. And I'm excited to hear about what you've got going on. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm excited to tell you about it.
There you go. There you go. All right. When we come back, we're going to find out a little bit more about what's going on. And of course, we always love to give back to our listeners. And I've got a pair of tickets to the Rubicon Theater premiere. And of course, that's Clarence Darrow. We're going to find out about this one-person tour. DeForce is based on the life and landmark cases of the great. And it's a controversial trial lawyer placed all the way through May 25th. Through June 12th. And of course, they're located right there on Main Street in Ventura. So stay with us. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. We'll be right back.
The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Come catch the Elite Series main stage show, Agatha Christie's The Mouse Trap, a thrilling murder mystery playing June 3rd through July 3rd. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-488 5118. That's 805-483-5118 or visit www.elitetheater.org.
The 30th Annual Ojai Wine Festival, Ventura County's premier tasting event, is returning to Lake Casitas on Sunday, June 12th from noon to 4. Admission includes unlimited tastings of over 60 wines and 30 craft beers. Join us for an afternoon of live music, amazing food, artisan vendors, and the best selection of beer and wine on the California coast. VIP and general admission tickets are available now at OhaiWineFestival.com. Proceeds benefit local and international charity projects. Don't miss the 30th Annual Ojai Wine Festival, Sunday, June 12th. Visit OhaiWineFestival.com today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
I'm going to play this very quickly here. It had something to do with the conversation.
Okay, go for it, Tom. I love it.
First of all, I got to say it's an extreme pleasure.
There we go.
There
and
you go.
Thank you for
Amy,
that,
Amy.
I absolutely love Gilda Radner.
I know.
One of the greats.
I know. There you go. That was for you, Amy.
Oh, I love you. Thank you. Yeah. So I must apologize because I was traveling, as you know. I just love your, if your hair is done properly and you're wearing good shoes, you can get away with anything. That's hysterical.
I love it. That's cute.
So my apologies. I actually did not know that you did hair.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm that's like my first passion. And then
oh, I love you. Yeah, we'll talk afterwards.
Yeah,
everything about what you're doing here.
Yeah, we could do big things together. And I think that's really cool what you're doing. So Amy's Power Wig Workshop. And of course, we're talking with Amy Gibson. And again, James O'Neill just joined us in the studio. He is the co-owner with his lovely wife and Rubicon Theater Company. And of course, I am one of their major supporters and sponsors, and I just love working with you guys, and you guys always do an amazing job. So Thanks. Thank you so much for being here. We're going to find out a little bit about Clarence Darrow, and that's the next show that's coming up. And of course, we're talking with Amy Gibson right now, and we're talking about the voice of women's hair loss. And so let me ask you, Amy, how many people are in your Amy's Power Wig Workshop?
Well, I have done it for two people, and I've done it for 350.
Okay.
So, to me, it doesn't matter. If you're sitting there and you're going through it, I don't need numbers. I just need to get you to the other side of it.
Okay. That's so, it's all. Like all the right people show up.
That's it. Always. Well, I always okay. believe whoever's...
I do, too. Up, right? I love that. That's yeah. when I'm creating anything. I'm like, okay, all the right people will be here.
So, Amy, give the listeners, tell them how they can get more information about your workshops, because I'm assuming this is going to be the first of many.
Yeah.
Oh, it will be. First of all, you can reach me at createdhair.com and salons by calling 310-550-0721.
So let me ask you, so is that a salon?
Yes, this is a salon. We're open 7 days a week, createdhair.com and salon.
Okay, and so you also do hair?
It's an exclusive wig studio.
Okay,
and
so it's only
I
wigs.
And I also have another salon associated where we actually, in the same building, where we do all of the necessary...
treatment.
Right, all the treatments and perms and color and everything, because anything can be done with human hair or synthetics, by the way.
Got it. And so, and also you sell the wigs, too.
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
We do custom and ready-made.
Okay.
For the Benjamin Center, okay, there you can call them directly to RSVP for Amy's Wig Workshop, which is taking place Tuesday, May 24th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., and they're at 310-314-2555, and that's the Cancer Support Community Benjamin Center at 1990 South Bundy Drive, Suite 100, Los Angeles 90025.
So, Amy, talk to us about alopecia. A lot of people don't know, and is that something that you, when did you get that?
Okay, so really clearly, alopecia is in simple terms an immune disorder. It's when the body thinks it has an infection and the white blood cells fight against itself, which results in hair loss. It hits about 5 million people a year. And currently, they don't really know what is causing specifically in the immune system, what is causing the reaction that results in alopecia. What they do know it is that a combination of genetic susceptibility and also environmental triggers outside the body like bacteria or viruses that can cause it, but it still confuses the immune system and gives it mixed signals. And basically now alopecia is associated with everything. I mean, they're calling just hair loss alopecia when really it's an immune disorder.
Wow.
But female pattern hair loss is huge, and that is caused from stress. And they say that alopecia is also now. And from lack of
everything's from stress.
You know, and I got to tell you, I think you'll agree that right now, I don't know about you because you're dealing with a lot of women, Kim. I've never seen more women dealing with more stress and holding two jobs and be single mothers. And it's a lot out there for us. So we have to learn how to be able to cope with that stress without attacking our own body.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing.
So Amy, also, I mean, the strength and confidence that you talk about this, I mean, I imagine this was a process for you. What was the turning point for you?
Well, first of all, I never expected to do this business. I had hurt
what
my
was
back.
Your business?
I was a very well-known actress. Uh-huh. In soap. I was Emmy-nominated, and that was my life mm-hmm. for many years.
Okay.
Until I lost my hair. And I didn't feel confident about going out on auditions. Nobody was talking about hair loss.
Mm.
Nobody even mentioned that. There was no Kambirsis, you know, there was no Pierce's Combatus. There was no Sinead O'Connor or the Kardashians talking about wigs or Jessica Simpson. Nobody talked about it. And I was so afraid that I was going to be ousted from the only industry I knew as some kind of bald freak that I just left. I left, and I decided to produce and write. And I was starting to sell my projects, and then I hurt my back, and I was bedridden with a 50% chance of ever walking again. And I was made to stay still. You know how they say sometimes you're just made to stay still? I couldn't even move. People had to pick me up and bathe me and put back in bed. And I talk about giving up control. That was my lesson there because I was a control freak. I thought, okay, what am I supposed to do here, God? What do you want me from me? And then I realized that on the right side of me, all my projects kept falling apart. I would have a deal at a studio, it would fall apart. I'd get a deal for a show, it would fall apart. But the left side of me had all my women from all my friends at the hair loss support groups that I would go to calling me for advice. And it got so busy that I started charging $15 a phone call. That got so busy that when I was able to walk again after several treatments, which was 14 months later, I would then sell wigs out of the trunk of my car to those hair loss support groups and oncology centers all over LA.
I love when things just work like that. You know, they just, you kind of, life happens to you and then you go, okay, what's my calling here? Let me ask you a question. Are you married?
I am.
And
3.5 years, met him on Match.com. Thank you very much.
I love it. I love it. And children?
I don't. I have stepkids and I have a lot of dogs.
Okay.
Noah's Ark in my house.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
And he's great. He's great about this. He's in the health industry, and funny enough, he does hair tissue mineral testing.
Oh, my God. I love
so
it. Is that how you guys met each other?
And when I met him, when he first met me, and he started asking me over the phone, by the way, what's your last name? And I was so afraid he was going to Google me before I had time to talk about my baldness with him. And I said, it's Amy Gibson. He goes, what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. I said, it's Amy Gibson. He goes, you know what? I'm sorry, it must be the phone. And I said, it's Amy Gibson. And he goes, oh, okay, thanks. Oh, listen, there's someone at the door. I'll call you right back. And I sat there.
And you thought, that was it, done?
That was it. And I called my mother, let her rest in peace. And I said, that's it. I found the one guy I love, and now he's not going to want me. And I'm going to find out about my baldness. It's going to be all over. And all of a sudden, the phone rings. And I go, hello. And he goes, wow, I'm on your website. Which one of these girls are you? I said, all of them. He goes, oh, that's so cool. I love it. I went, oh, my God, I met my match. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. You know what, Amy, give us, we always look at the brighter side of life, okay? And give us some steps and some tips if anybody out there is listening that they're going through hair loss. And I'm talking about men, too, because I do a lot of men. And, I do a lot of men, too. And you know, where they've gotten plugs put in and, you know, I mean, it works both ways. Men actually have a little bit easier time because it's normal, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of them are shaving their heads
that's
now,
right.
And that's really in style.
Well, it's more acceptable.
Exactly. Yeah. But women.
I'm changing that, and you're going to change that. I mean, that's what we're doing. Is
no, absolutely.
You don't have to be sick. It's called a bad hair day. To me, wigs are like lipstick and heels, baby.
You got
so
it.
That's
you...
what it's being looked on. Here's the steps. If a woman's going through hair loss, let's talk about cancer first. There is a hair loss process. You really do need to get samples of your hair, and you really do need to keep. You have to know. You can call me, and I'll tell you how to take off your hair correctly. If you want to make hair out of your own wig, I'll do that if it's in good enough condition. And then we can get you a nice synthetic to match it. There is a hair loss process. There is a timing for when you're going to lose your hair. The main thing is if you can get something that looks like you so that when that hair loss starts, it's not as traumatic, you're through 85% of the battle. However, there are certain things you have to know. For example, if your hair starts falling out, it will start grabbing onto the hair that's there. And before you know it, you have this big, tangled ball that's pulling at the follicle that's actually painful.
Wow.
So you want to know when to buzz your head or cut it short so you don't have to deal with both the emotional.
Yeah, I've done that a lot for my clients, too. And you're absolutely right. You want before it starts falling out. So
here's the thing. Yeah. Kim, if you're going through cancer hair loss, guess what? Most of the time, your hair is going to grow back. Mm-hmm. Okay? What you need to do is just get you through the process.
Right.
That's all. And keep you calm.
Right.
And absolutely with the right wig. And now if I know you send out wigs and you know how to work with wigs, oh, my God, and I have so many clients to show on to you, I'm going to be so happy.
Yeah.
In Ventura, I have, like, very...
Uh-oh, there you go. I love it. We'll talk.
Yeah,
I love
it.
Yeah,
but there is a process. And the main thing is when you go through, you need to know what wig to buy. You need to know
color. Oh, my God. And there's some amazing, honestly, there's some, it's just, it again, it makes you look good, you feel good, and you do good. So.
Right.
Amy Gibson, pleasure talking with you. Let's talk further.
We will.
And thank you so much for joining us here
you.
On
thank
the Kim Pagano
so
Show. And
for
thank you for what you're helped. Doing and what you're sharing.
Thank you.
You got it. All right. We are the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with James O'Neill. And we're going to talk about Rubicon Theater Company. And I'm excited to share some more stuff about them. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Being supportive to a friend is a good thing. Volunteering for your community is a good thing too. What about supporting people you don't even know? Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families invites you to do a good thing and have a great time doing it. The 23rd annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival is Sunday, June 5th from 1 to 5 at CSU Channel Islands. Oh, it's a thing your taste buds will thank you for the rest of the year. Sample to your heart's content and your tummy's limit from restaurants, caterers, bakeries, breweries, and wineries, and all for one all-inclusive ticket price. Ask about the VIP tent presented by Wells Fargo. All proceeds fund programs of Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families. For tickets to the Casa Pacifica Angels 23rd Annual Wine, Food, and Brew Festival on Sunday, June 5th, go to CasaPacifica.org. That's CasaPacifica.org. Sponsored by the Zarley and Van Heusen families, Premier America Credit Union, Nevers Palazzo, Packard, Wildermuth & Winter, Conoco Oil, McValley Oil, and Gold Coast Broadcasting.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I'm Kim. I'm here with Chad.
Yes.
And
we want to actually congratulate
the
city of Ventura for winning first place to the 2016 Wyland National Mayor's Challenge for Water Conservation.
I know, isn't that great?
That's amazing.
It
so
really
a huge
is.
Thanks to Ventura Water for presenting the challenge and following through. For more information, visit VenturaWater.org.
Yeah, and in fact, on Thursday, they were getting their award right on the steps of the, over on Main Street at the courthouse right there.
That's
so
amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I actually just read an article, I think it was yesterday, that
we're done.
We're done.
I know. I mean, doesn't mean we can't save still, right?
Yes.
But we are done. So they lifted.
They did.
Yeah. Very cool. Anyways, all right. Well, I'm really excited. And of course, I do want to give one quick giveaway. We've got Urbane Cafe. And if you've ever eaten at Urbane Cafe, really, really good. And I've got a gift certificate for there. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. James O'Neill, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So talk to us about, one, who you are, and why did you start this amazing Rubicon Theater?
Well, the first thing I want to say is that you had mentioned the name owner. We're not the owners of the company.
Oh.
Because the company is a not-for-profit.
Okay.
And so as such, you know, according to the charters, it all of the benefit of it accrues to the public good.
That's
and
great.
And so we just... we're the founders of
the founders.
Company, my wife and I, Carolyn Burns.
I think actually they say the founders on there, and but
yeah.
Somehow she put owner and founder. Okay, so yeah, but yeah. No.
You know, I think it was just really a logical extension of our own careers at the time. I was in my mid-40s 18 years ago, And we had both been actors, and I was a director, and we'd both been on the administrative side of the business over 25 plus years, even at that point.
Wow.
And, you know, we just looked around. We're living in Ventura. Carolyn was working, my wife was working for the Ventura Music Festival at the time. And there was no theater, and no professional theater in the history of Ventura County, I believe.
Right.
Or at least the city. And so, you know, we just thought, well, maybe this is the logical extension of what we'd been doing all along, and maybe we could bring something of ourselves to the community that would be of value.
And you guys certainly have done that. I mean, it really is. I have to tell you, it's just one that you know that every time you go there, you're going to see an amazing show. I mean, it really is. You just never let down. And I love the way that you invite your guests. You know, I mean, everybody there, you could just, it's like a party. It's like a like you're going there as a party and you're going to see the show, but then you get to mingle with your friends that are all there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we work hard to do that. You know, the theater is, any kind of theater is for the community that it's in. You know,
yeah.
We use the term community theater. We're both things. We're a professional theater in terms of, you know, hopefully hiring the highest quality people that we can use.
And
but we're also there for the community to offer something that enhances their lives, and that what you just described is what we work really hard to do.
So. And you really do a great job. Now you have a little bit of a background, okay, right? So author, director, and tell us a little bit about some of the stuff that you've done.
I started as an actor in the late 60s in high school, and then I became a director about 15 years after that. And continued to do both throughout my career.
Mm-hmm.
And most recently, I became an author for the first time. Actually, it started in 2007. And I started writing a show called Lonesome Traveler, which is a history of American folk music from about 1926 to 1965. And I finished that. We premiered it at Rubicon. We brought it back because it was popular, and then we took it to New York, where we were lucky enough to be nominated. Actually, we were nominated for two major awards in New York, off-Broadway, for the Drama Desk Award and the Outer Critics Circle Award.
Wow.
We lost the Outer Critics Circle Award to Hamilton last year. So
darn
I'm thinking it, about I'm
you know?
Thinking about making T-shirts. We lost to Hamilton.
It's okay, right? Yeah, I know. If you're gonna lose to somebody,
a lot
right?
Of,
yeah,
a lot of shows lost to
that's,
Hamilton.
That's a doable loss.
Exactly. So let's talk about Clarence Darrow. Tell us a little bit about that show.
Well, it's a one-person show. It was the very first one-person show, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Hal Holbrook had been doing a show about Mark Twain at the time, and had been doing it for a number of years. But and I saw that show, and he was wonderful in it, but it was not really a play. What he did was he came out looking like Mark Twain. He had the wig and the whole thing, and he stood behind a podium for the most part and did what Mark Twain did when he was on the lecture circuit at the turn of the century. So it didn't really have the structure of a play or, you know, a storyline about his life or that sort of thing. It was really just, here we are with Mark Twain the way we might have been in 1910.
Right.
So to think about a one-person show in the way of, well, how can we make this into what resembles a play? This was the first one.
Wow. And what a big deal for one person to hold off. I mean, how long is the play?
2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, well, that's probably the most daunting thing for anybody in their first attempt at one-person show.
So tell us, without giving it all away, what are we going to find?
Well...
And what's it about?
It's about Clarence Darrow and the times and the life that he lived. And really, it's one of the great American lives. It's one of the great, certainly one of the great attorneys of all time in the world. And he lived through some of the most tumultuous times in American history. He was born in 1857. He died in 1938. And from, if you think about it, from that time, through that time, almost every major mechanical, electronic sort of invention came about in that time. So we made the transition, we were making the transition in this country and all over the world from an agrarian society, essentially, to a mechanized society. And if you think about it, even the things that we think are new today, the internet is just really an extension of the telephone. In its way.
I mean, it just kind of,
Yeah, all those things were invented in his lifetime, and people had to figure out, you know, and mass marketing and mass media and all of that sort of thing, and people had to figure out in that time, how do we use these things and have people not be taken advantage of? And, you know, he found himself, not surprisingly, it would have been someone, but it happened to be him, at the center of those controversies of that time.
Wow.
You know, he tried many landmark cases. He was labor's main supporter for 17 years from the 1890s through 1910. And lots of famous criminal cases, of course, but the most... famous case is the Scopes Monkey Trial, which took place in 1925.
Very cool. Do we need to take a really quick break?
Yeah, we should take a little break here. But yeah, his life was really something to behold. A little history lesson along with it. Just Google the dude. Just Google.
Yeah,
it's
incredible. It's pretty. So let me just, so for everybody, if they don't win tickets here, where do they go to get their tickets?
Call 805-667-2900. You'll get the box office. Or you can visit the box office at, or the website at RubiconTheater.org. Theater is spelled T-R-E at the end, all one word, RubiconTheater.org. Or you can go to the box office at 1006 East Main, the corner of Laurel and Main Street, and enter on the Laurel Street side, and you'll go downstairs, and you can meet all the box office staff.
Yeah, and I love, you've got all the pictures downstairs of all the, I mean, you just got that, it's just a great feeling in there. Anyways, all right, stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break. And again, we're talking with James O'Neill. He is the co-founder of Rubicon Theater Company. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we'd love to give, how about let's do another pair of tickets to the Rubicon Theater. And of course, that's Clarence Darrow. And of course, it starts May 25th all the way through June 12th. And of course, that's right there on Main Street. I'm telling you, you're going to want to go and check this out. And of course, you got membership. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. But I'm telling you, this is somewhere that you're going to want to go and have a nice dinner before and then head over there. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind you that we are here till 8 o'clock, and we're going to be talking with Ross Emery about the Roadshow Revival. And, of course, that's a celebration of American Roots music happening June 25th through the 26th at the Mission Park Ventura. And we want to get you tickets to that. Also, we're going to be talking with Angela May, and she's the executive director of the 30th Annual Ojai Wine Festival. That's happening June 12th. And that's, of course, over at the Lake Casitas Recreational Area. We have every event coming up. I'm telling you, my husband's like, now where do we go? Where do we go now, you know? Great events happening. And so I'm so excited to be a part of them. And, of course, happening this week is the California Strawberry Festival. And I hope to see all of you out there. It's going to be so much fun. They've got like 50 food booths and contests and rides and attractions. And of course, that's today and tomorrow in Oxnard, and lots of great ways to get there so you don't have to drive your car and be crazy out there. So again, I hope that you join us out there. I've got Rolling Pin Donuts. I got a dozen Rolling Pin Donuts, and of course they're located right off of Las Posas in Camarillo, and I'd love to give away a dozen donuts. So call in right now at 805-419-0008.
So James, the daunting task of playing a one-person show of a historic figure. He's also related to you in some way. Is that correct?
He was my great-grandfather's first cousin.
So if you don't do this right, you might actually be a little haunted here. So
my great-grandfather served in the Civil War. He was about 10 years older than Clarence, but I can't believe that they never met. They were born in the same area of the country in rural Ohio. And so I imagine they did. I never met my great-grandfather. He died around the same time Darrow did, but he's buried up in the Santa Barbara Cemetery in the Civil War section.
Wow.
And
that's
so
crazy.
There was a lot of talk about Clarence in our house when relatives would come over, and our famous cousin.
Wow,
I'm floored. I mean, what is it like to play that character? That's related. Does it make it different?
Not really. I can only hope that there may be some DNA connection. But no one alive today, I doubt that anyone alive today actually met the man at the time of his, you know, heyday.
Yeah.
In the early 1900s. Nobody really knows. You know the descriptions. There's one small video that you can watch on YouTube, but he's about almost 80 at the time.
Oh, really?
So, nobody really knows. I don't know, but I hope that there's some connection, you know?
So, James, tell us a little bit more about the man, Clarence Darrow, and what he did as an attorney, because we were talking a little bit on our break, and I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah. Well, his personal character by all accounts, he was a very warm, a very loving person, very outgoing. People were drawn to him. In court, he could be very fiery and very passionate, and he argued some of the most famous cases of the late 1800s and early 1900s, most notably the Scopes Monkey Trial in 1925, where he went up against William Jennings Bryan. Inherit the Wind, the play and the movie is based on that trial. And that's probably the one that most people know. but there was a very, very famous murder trial right before that, Leopold and Loeb, which he was the defense attorney in. And the first use of the term thrill kill, the thrill killers, they were called. You know, people were calling for their heads, and he got them life in prison, even in that sort of, you know, really tumultuous time.
You know, it's crazy to think back that far. And, you know, I mean, I know history keeps repeating itself and stuff like that, but to go back that far and think how big of a name he had. And
he made it into a Broadway show.
Really?
Called, yeah. Not himself,
but
called The Front Page. And it was a famous show, very successful show, I think in the early 30s, if I'm dating it correctly. But there's a line in that show, somebody needs an attorney, and the line is, "Get me Clarence Darrow."
Wow. I love it. Now, did he win pretty much all of his stuff?
No. He got life in prison for, he tried 102 men, faced the death penalty under his defense, and none were hanged. He didn't win all the cases.
Right.
He didn't get them all off, but he got at least life in prison for every single one of those.
Wow.
He didn't technically win the Scopes trial. Scopes was convicted of teaching evolution,
right?
Which was a law in Tennessee on the books that you couldn't do that. But it was a test trial to, you know, put the law on trial more than the person. So he didn't win that. He won a lot of labor cases in the late 1800s, early 1900s, and at the time when, you know, there was a lot of tumult over the labor movement.
Now, who's going to be playing Clarence?
Well, I am.
You are. Okay. And so let me ask you a question. What kind of study has to go into this?
I started reading about a year ago. A couple of long biographies, lots of articles, lots of stuff all around about him and about his life and about the times and all of that. And then about 6 months ago in November, I started learning the lines. I knew I had to start that early because it's 60 pages of monologue. So
unbelievable. Are you nervous at all? Does that make, I mean, do you get that? I mean, I know you do this all
sure,
the time.
Sure, I mean,
but
you're going to be nervous on the night, of course, but that's a good thing.
It is a good thing, isn't it? It's funny. Somebody asked me, and I don't know about you, Tom, anymore, but, you know, it's like every day I used to think, like, I came in here, I was like, okay, I got to do my best, you know?
Yeah.
It's just because you want to do your best.
Of course.
You want to be.
It lifts you up.
Yeah, because if you walk in and just show up.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not so good, you know, right? But now who is your critic and who tells you if you're on, you know?
My director is Jenny Sullivan, who's directed many wonderful productions for our company. She actually is kind of famous for doing one-person shows.
Wow.
She's done three or four of them. She most recently did one about Simon Wiesenthal in New York, which we had produced here before that. So she's my critic, and my stage manager might chime in a little bit, and my wife, Carolyn, will come.
Carolyn will probably,
she'll have a few things to say.
Yeah.
But, you know, I working on it for 6 months before even starting rehearsal, you know, I've done it for her, for Carolyn. I've done it for a few people come over to the house or the people who are helping me with lines. And, you know, you begin to get a sense of what things work and what, you know, where you need to go with it.
I love it.
So I'm curious, as a director yourself, is it difficult taking direction?
No.
Good question.
No, in fact, I think it's easier because, and it's the reason, it's part of the reason that when I became a director, I decided never to give up acting because one informs the other. And over time, I realize, oh my gosh, what the director is trying to do. You know, because
you could totally feel it. Yeah.
And you realize that if you know what they're trying to do, then you can interpret it in a different way, and it's easier, I think.
So James, let me ask you a question. Was this on your list?
Yeah. for a long time because I knew that I was related to the man. And about 18 years ago when we started the company, this was our first drama. A friend of mine, older than me, that Carolyn and I had worked with a couple of times, was doing the show out and around. And we needed something that we could do. We were building an audience at that time, and we needed something we could do, you know, relatively easily. It's a one-person show. It doesn't require a lot of props and set. And, you know, you can do it with a desk and a chair, basically. And so he agreed to come and do it. And it had already been directed, but I kind of helped put it into our space, additional direction. And became more intimate with the play itself. And then knowing that I'm related to him, I thought, maybe someday when I'm a little older, I might be able to.
You always kind of had that vision.
Yeah, in the back of my mind.
Very cool. Well, I am so excited to see it. And I'm so excited that, you know, we live in our passion and then we make it happen.
Yeah.
And that's really kind of what you've done here.
Oh, thanks.
And what a vision. You kept on your vision. So again, I want to invite all of our listeners over to Rubicon. And of course, that starts the 25th. And again, give out the phone number so that they can all get tickets.
805-667-2900.
There you go. James O'Neill. And of course, we are so excited, Clarence Darrow. And I can't wait to go see you.
Thanks. I'll look forward to seeing you there.
Cheering you on there. All right. Okay. Well, we are done with our first hour.
That flew by.
I know. And we've got a whole nother hour. We've got some great things that we're going to be talking about. I hope that you stay with us. Our phone number here is 419-419-0008, 419-0008. Write that down so you can call in. And of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Try to be a rainbow in someone's cloud. With that, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.